Events and persons portrayed on this show are fictitious. Any similarity to genuinely entertaining people or events is purely coincidental.
You know what we're going to do now? Just go fire right into your dream job.
Well, I actually worked doing this. I actually have.
Okay, thank you very much. Good morning. Your dream job is?
Good morning, Ms. Erickson. It would be Stabler's Kindergarten Toy, a debut on a three-wheel bicycle, pulling a cart full of pinwheels.
Okay, you've lost your mind. Hello?
Hi. Hey,
I'm working my dream job.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wanting to do this for 20 years.
What's that, drink in the morning?
Yeah,
good call. Hello, and next call.
What's up?
Okay, hi, Casey. Okay, what's your dream job? Dream jobs is what we're talking about this morning. Best job so far is trophy wife, I believe. Good morning. Hello.
Hi again.
Okay. Hi.
Donut glazier, well pumper.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Snarf.
Yes. Hey.
Shut up.
Dork.
I envy
Dork.
John Maynard
Dork.
Getting to drive all these new cars, but I was
Dork.
Wondering, where can I read about his reviews of these cars?
Well,
you don't read, you listen. Yeah, this
and
is radio.
He's a radio guy.
Radio, electromagnetic waves sweeping through your brain.
You know, well, I listen all the time, and I never hear you
he
say
goes,
anything
Mr.
good.
Don't
tell me
this
that.
Morning.
Every week there is a review. How can you say I listen all the time?
He says, Mr. Maynard arrived this morning in like a Mitsubishi Galant, and didn't he look snappy?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
And don't tell me.
Well, you do an excellent job.
I'll tell you. Where'd you come up with that?
I don't know.
You don't listen all of the time. You listen 3 hours and 15 minutes a week, according to the latest survey.
Which is about 3 hours and 14 minutes more than I'd give this thing. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
Dream job?
Yes,
Daredevil. I like to have a Dangerous Jim's job.
Monkey coat wearing Danger Man?
I don't
man.
Know. King Five is trying to kill Foreman, and you want to step into those shoes?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to be a federal prosecutor.
Or a local. I would like to be local.
I would like to be the head of the
I'd
jury.
I'd like to be Norm Mailing this week.
Yeah.
I would.
All right, thank you. Good morning. No, good night.
Buddy's back. He's back.
I got another dream job.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
I want to be Madame Fabulous Pool Boy.
Yeah? I'm needing one right now, actually. It's the job is available.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I know.
Just vacuum the stuff off the bottom and dive in.
Yeah. I don't get it. All right. Thank you. Good morning.
I got one of them dream jobs.
You got one of them? Them there yeah. dream of jobs?
What about trophy husband?
Uh-oh, lost you there. Hello.
You need the
Hello.
Dream phone to go along with the job.
Good morning.
I have the ultimate dream job.
Mm-hmm.
Be an astronaut.
Well, you've got the first syllable of it right.
God, that one's cruel. Too bad I missed that one. Hello.
Hello, Robin.
Yes, sir.
I would like to be a professional golfer.
You know, I wonder if it would take the fun out of the game that already is a misery. I wonder if that would change.
I would do it every day for free.
Hi.
Hello, Robin.
Good morning.
I want to be the rubdown guy for the Hawaiian Tropic girls.
Okay, you want to be a miss. I worry about those kind of guys because I think that they're just lonely men. Hello.
Hey, I'm lonely, Robin, because my dream job would be to be the towel boy at the Sun City nudist colony and help the women dry off after their morning.
You know,
swim.
I wonder about you. You know, the thing is yeah. you just don't have a woman
though.
In your life.
You know,
do you?
You can be lonely even when you're surrounded by lovely bronze nude beauties.
I suspect these fellas we're talking to would be. Hello.
My dream job would be to be the life.
Okay, I just don't even want to listen to you. Hello.
Good morning, Robin.
Hi there. How are you?
Fine, thank you. My dream job would be to be a guest DJ on the Robin and Maynard Show.
Well, you'd have to get the names right first.
Okay, you are.
Robin.
You are the guest DJ. Let's go. You be the DJ.
Go ahead.
No, I can't do that right now. I'm at work.
No, I'd like to have you be the DJ. You want to be a partner with Roy Otis?
Oh, I'd love it.
Okay, very good. Roy, why don't you give
no.
her the lead in? Yes. Don't say no. This lady has required you as her partner. Now she's going to be the lead. Go ahead. What's the topic this morning, ma'am?
Oh, God, I don't even have a topic. Oh,
well, you can't do that. You got to come in. You got to have something. You have to have stayed up all night thinking of something entertaining. Roy, you want to give her a lead in?
Give me a lead in, Roy.
Let's see if you can talk up to the vocal of...
What's the song?
You got to be able to hit the post, what we call in a vocal, which is the...
Fog hat.
Fog hat.
What's the song?
Fog hat. Oh, my God, I have no idea.
You know any Judas Priest at all? I think he could help you there.
No.
vocals.
Mm. Okay, try this song.
You have to talk up to the vocals, so you can get your rap ready. Here you go.
Okay, try to talk.
Hit the
to
post.
The
go. Go.
I don't even know what it is. I don't recognize it. I can hardly hear it.
Dream job ruined. Cool. That is not going to happen for that gal. She's got to get it together. Good morning.
Good morning. If I had a dream job and money wasn't an object, I'd probably like to sell sunglasses or trinkets on some tropical beach somewhere.
A tropical beach trinket salesperson?
Yeah, you know, something low pressure, nice weather.
Have you gone to school for that?
I'm a psychology major, actually.
Yeah, well, that'll work for you then. Good morning.
Listen! Can you hear that?
That is excellent.
Thank you.
This guy writes to us and says his dream job would be to get paid for taking his grandkids on field trips. That sounds like fun. Hello.
My dream job is to have Miss Piggy love me forever.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, my dream job would be to be a stay-at-home mom.
A stay-at-home mom?
Yeah, be home with my daughter.
Yeah, don't you think that gets pretty weary, you know? I gets weary. That would be rough.
I'm sure I could find lots of
really?
Stuff.
Really? I've often thought about that. I thought, you know, gee, if I only had a few months, what would I do around the house? I'd probably tear the damn thing down and start all over again is what I'd do.
Yes! Yes!
Hello?
Octopus Turbo.
All right, that's it. I'm taking a break.
The Robin and Maynard Show.
Robin was playing golf, and all of a sudden she turned around, and there was a big bar about 10 feet away.
A huge, huge, I mean, as big as the golf cart, not as tall.
Yeah, as big as a grizzly.
It was enormous. And Maynard says, well, how'd he play? That's a short game, wasn't much.
Events and persons portrayed on this show are fictitious. Any similarity to genuinely entertaining people or events is purely coincidental.
But seriously, folks, stay for the second show. Rick Bittleman.
Well, it's just turning into a comedy fest.
That short game isn't too much.
You know,
but
I
look
have
at the bad drive. Yeah.
Shaggy's over here doing stand-up, right?
Yeah, so as I'm playing golf, all of a sudden there's a bear, see?
But seriously, folks, the bear wanted to play through, and I said to Grumman,
get the hell.
The Robin and Maynard Show. Mornings.
So, how do you like you are Robin and Maynard, huh?
Are you kidding me?